I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, what if there was ISIS in Italy? It'd be Italian ISIS.
On WAAF.
I heard that...
I heard that
Bride of ISIS...
Yeah.
...has changed her mind and doesn't want to come back now?
The American one from Alabama? Really? Hold on.
I believe that's what I heard this morning last night whenever I was watching
obviously
the news.
She was reading the news and the reaction of people.
Yeah.
She's like, JK.
I mean, I think I heard that one of the two brides of ISIS who wanted to be allowed back to their countries, one being America and one being England, had reversed course and determined that they no longer wanted to come back. So,
what's the classic saying? You've made your bed.
Yes.
Now lie
exactly.
In it.
Yes. Yeah. You've made your mud bed. Now, right. Lay in it.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I said this yesterday. If you're a 20-year-old American from Alabama and you would like to go join a terrorist organization and threaten death to Americans, you should not be allowed to say, oops, I made a mistake, and be allowed back into this country.
Right.
So,
yeah.
All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about their Spring into Savings program. If you're a listener of this show, which I assume you are because you're listening right now, then you get 10% off a brand new metal roof. That's 10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And time now for the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that have been left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 7:56 a.m.
Hey, Danielle. I heard what you said yesterday about the 40-year-olds, and I'm a 43-year-old man, and I'm rather well off, if you know what I mean.
End of message.
That was
like
well
I said
done.
in my Snapchat that I sent last night, if you're going to respond to a photo or a video of me on Instagram, please don't let the one comment be, I've gotten quite a few.
You're getting a lot of mms
in the last week.
Is that too creepy?
There are repeated mms.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the mms.
You could just tell me I look pretty or you like my shirt.
Okay, that's better than the mms. No, the mms doesn't work.
Oh, no. Tuesday, 9:49 a.m.
Is it just me or does Wolfgang Puck sound like a coherent
Candman? End of message.
Ooh, I don't know. I enjoyed Wolfgang Puck on the show
I
yesterday.
I did too.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Good
awesome.
Interview.
Yeah.
Good interview.
Wolfgang.
And the Oscars are Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
No host, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting, I guess. I feel like I have to watch the award shows because something might happen that we have to talk about. I don't really enjoy them that much. I liked
them better when they would show clips of the movie. Like, for instance, Best Actor. So they'd name someone, and then they'd show a scene that was phenomenal from that movie. Why that actor was nominated.
Do they not do that anymore?
No, they just show the trailer now.
That's stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And it's over and over again, and it's just boring.
No, I mean, it's just... They were all upset because the Hollywood elite people... We're all upset because they're going to give some of the Oscars out during the commercials.
Right.
And so they're all worked up that certain Oscar recipients will not be given their award during the live broadcast.
I saw
as if that affects any American in any way, shape, or form, you know?
So. How about those poor audio-visual guys who have to have their own Oscars the night before, and they show, like, 30 seconds of some of the winners? They never complain.
I saw one guy, he's a cinematographist. Cinematographer. And he said, a movie can't be made without a cinematographer.
Well, right. That's
so
very true.
How am I not getting my award on stage?
Because no one cares.
Right. That is true.
Tuesday, 5:33 p.m.
If you missed yesterday's program, but hasn't that been going on since the beginning of time? Yeah, kid. But don't try to LB at LB, kid.
End of message. 6:12 a.m.
For this bake-off between Greg and Mike Hsu, I think Mike Hsu's baked goods should be judged 45 minutes to an hour before Greg's baked goods. I feel like the reasons should be obvious.
End of message.
Now, when you say that Mike Hsu is going to be involved in a bake-off, that could mean
a lot.
It means several different things.
Bring it.
6:25 a.m.
Hey, kid. Not for nothing. We never got and liberal and Saskatchewan kids. We played outside in negative 50 degree weather with no shirts on, kids. You still see me standing here? Yup.
End of message.
You gotta get better, guy.
There's a petition going around to sell Montana, I believe, to Canada. For $1 trillion.
All of Montana?
Yeah. Apparently, some people here in America believe that Montana is useless.
Get out of here.
What?
And that we have too much debt and Montana is useless.
What?
And that we ought to sell Montana to Canada for a smooth $1 trillion.
Montana's going to be where you wind up throwing all the plastic straws after we run out of landfill room.
Well, I just love that people in America believe and think that Canada has $1 trillion.
Maybe they do.
Good point.
Yeah.
6:27 a.m.
Hey, LB kid.
Yeah.
That's 6 wins in a row for your Bruins.
End of message.
Well, they're on. Do you think that the Bruins should make a trade before the deadline or no?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, they're on a roll. Everybody's playing great. Tuca's playing great. Halak's playing great. You're getting secondary scoring from the third and the fourth lines.
I mean,
Jake,
do you think
DeBrusk
they can
is
beat
on
the,
fire.
But do you think they can beat the Lightning without making a trade?
Of course.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that's why the 8 teams make the playoffs.
Yeah. Too. Yeah.
6:27 a.m.
Hey, it's the old man kid of me. He's talking about how taking Advil's bad for your liver, but he's on his socials every night drinking brandy out of glass boots.
End of message.
Milk thistle. Just a heads up for everybody. Milk thistle. It regenerates your liver.
Very good.
Listen,
for you.
People thought that my statement was hypocritical when I said I try to avoid taking aspirin or taking allergy medicine or whatever it is because I certainly dip and I certainly enjoy a delicious Manhattan here and there. But I don't know. I feel like you have to find some place to try to. I just don't personally rush to grab the medications if I have a headache or whatever.
Headache, Cardo.
But a lot of people do.
6:34 a.m.
Hey, kid. This is LB in the AAF Sports Minute. Guess what? Brutalish. And that's LB with the AAF Sports Minute.
End of message.
Don't think that's not the truth. You can do it on your iPhone.
All right. Is that it, Shu?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for participating this morning during Hill Mail.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.